And it is 6 minutes past 11 on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
In many people's lives, adversity creates opportunity, and people are able to work through things and find solutions and opportunities that come about as a result of where they are at that particular period of time in history. And I think there's plenty of books and articles that tells us about that. And we have on the line Chris Barton, the founder of Squadnet, an interesting application that will help us understand what he went through and how he was able to help his son and provide this. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on the program.
We're absolutely delighted, and we're going to talk really about the framework of what happened. You were sick. Tell us what happened there that gave birth to what we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, no problems, Jim. Beginning of 2020, I was over in the US just before COVID first hit with my 15-year-old son, who was competing at the US Taekwondo Open. And whilst I was over in the US, I got sick with the shingles, which was not very pleasant. Managed to get back to Australia, but spent weeks in hospital with it. And it hit me pretty badly. And whilst at the same time I was lying in a hospital bed, my son, who had just come back from winning a medal overseas and buoyant about, his sport and getting back to training, suddenly got locked up. And wasn't able to train anymore, wasn't able to see his coaches. His complete routine was changed. I've got to come up with a solution to help him. And that's how Squadnet was born. Trying to come up with a communication tool that would better help him communicate with his sports club. And that was the birth of it.
That's an incredible history. As I was saying at the beginning of our show, in our second hour, out of adversity or challenges, opportunities raise their heads. So congratulations on doing that. We're going to talk more about that. Just as an aside, tell us about your son, because that's a really interesting, to have the great love and interaction. He's only young, Hamish, 15, but to win a medal in Taekwondo worldwide in the US is incredible. Tell us what that was like and how you felt at those moments.
And it's certainly from a parent perspective a proud moment, but you know, and anyone knows who's been a parent of any sort of athlete, but particularly an aspiring elite athlete, the amount of time and dedication they put into it. I'd seen him grinding for 2 or 3 years previous to that, and that was his first international tournament. And so it was an amazing experience.
That's wonderful. Chris, can I just ask, are you able to adjust your phone? We're just not getting you too well. It's there.
I can. Hang on a second, Darren. Let's see if
it's better. Is that better now?
Oh, that's much better. You've just joined
totally
us in
different.
The studio.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I bought brand new earphones just for this call, and they're apparently not working very well. So I've just gone back to the traditional pick up the phone.
That's fantastic. Just to tell our listeners, an incredible experience for you to share with your son, Hamish. How many hours a week would he train?
He would train probably, when he's in full training, a couple of hours every day.
Every day.
Maybe he has one day off a week, but he probably trains 2 hours every day.
Can I ask you, and I want to ask you this, you sound like a very positive person and so on. Where does he get that commitment? What have you done to help him get there? Because you don't become someone who in any sport, and we've got the Olympics starting soon, which is so exciting, and the State of Origin tonight, and AFL and football we've just had with the World Cup. Where does he get his commitment and drive? How did you nurture that? Because that's really important to me, for our listeners to understand that it is a process that you need to continue working out on a daily basis.
It's a great question. I think maybe there's an element in any person of something being inbuilt, but the majority of it is a learned behaviour. And for me, success is the sum of doing lots of the little things right continually. That's the kind of attitude that we've tried to instill in him, that you've got to look at the little things and you've got to continue to strive to improve them daily. So it's not about the big golden ticket or answer. It's just about working on the things that are often boring, but they're the things that make a difference if they're done together.
And the reason I asked you that, Chris, is because I love sport, and we'll talk about sport later. I just think it's such a great leveler at every level, whether it be team, individual, or whatever. What I'm impressed with is that it is a commitment by those involved in people's lives to help nurture them, to challenge them, to make them, to have that obligation, if you like, to use their talents and to continue when you lose. Everyone loves winners. And that'll be shown, but it's about getting yourself off that floor. I mean, it's a contact sport. You know that at the end of the day, there's only going to be one winner, and so your mindset has to be so tough. There's only 15.
It's I think the point you made about losing is important. I think from my experience with Hamish, and also from other athletes I've dealt with. It's when you lose that you gain the most and you learn the most. So I think the big lessons come from losing, not from winning.
And Chris, it's Darren here.
In my opinion.
Yeah, most definitely. And I'm just thinking that when a young athlete and older athletes do train, and in these periods where they may not be able to train together, what is important for them to feel as though they're still together with people? I know in cycling, I'm a cyclist, and there's things like Zwift and those sorts of things. But what is it at that root level of that togetherness that people may be missing, but they can seek to gain as well?
I think psychologically it is a challenging time for not just elite athletes, but anyone who's involved in a team sport or a sport that involves others, just not being able to get that connection that you get through sport face-to-face is challenging in the lockdown periods. And I know, for example, in the sport Hamish is in, that a lot of the clubs are very clever, and they've developed great Zoom classes that are very interactive and get kids involved. But for me personally, they're great, but it's not quite the same as that face-to-face interaction you get from riding with others or training with others.
So looking at that, let's specifically talk about your app, in the sense that you understand the challenges. What does that provide for people and for all types of people, the application and your business?
The app initially was very more focused on elite athletes being able to interact with coaches. But after going out to the market for a few months, we discovered that particularly in community sport, the real challenge is around continual communication between clubs and their members and families.
I agree with that.
So the app morphed much more to a general communication tool, not just for elite athletes, but for any community sports club that wants to improve their communication, particularly, when they can't see the families or their members as much due to lockdown. So that the key is continuing that communication. So that's what SquadNet's all about. It's making communication easy. And until this time, it's been difficult for clubs because they might text their members or email them or have a Facebook page. But we've sort of built a branded solution that feels like it's come from them, and it's a simple and easy way to keep real communication going.
And Chris,
community sports clubs.
We're going to go to a little break, and I'm going to come back specifically and ask you about those things. It could rain on the weekend or something like this, or training. And so listeners and parents and all of those can get better informed about what you've done to help them in communication. You're on 90.5. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, a show that goes for 2 hours that tells the stories of so many wonderful people. Be back after this break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes past 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We hope you're enjoying our show on Spotlight on 90.5. Really delighted to have Chris Barton, the founder of SquadNet, on talking about how people can communicate better through the application. And we hope you're going okay with regards to the COVID. We care about everybody, and we care particularly about our listeners, and we hope the challenge that you're in, you can overcome. It's been a tough time. If you need to talk to someone, there are plenty of people around that can just be there to say g'day, and just listen to how you are and what you're going through. Chris, we were talking about this app. Let's take a scenario, and you said it's become more general. It's going to rain on the weekend, and sport's going to be called off, for example, or a COVID alert has come out.
I was going to say even COVID is stopping a lot of sport at the moment. Yeah,
absolutely. How is this tool, if you like, a much better application in terms of being able to communicate the story of what the organisation wants to do?
Yeah, no, great question, Jim. On a base level, the app can certainly be used for the functionality of, you know, it's raining on the weekend, the grounds are closed, or we've been locked down and we need to shut up shop for a few days. And it's as simple as a admin, a president of the club putting a notification on, which automatically sends a notification in the app to everyone who's got it. And it's an instant reminder, as opposed to having to send an email out or put something on a public social media feed and hoping members see it. The clubs that are using the application are finding that it's got much higher cut through because there's an instant notification in someone's inbox about that, important update.
Chris, I've been helping out various volunteer organisations, even the radio station here, but also a cycling organisation that I've worked with before. And I know how important it is to get the message out, but how much people don't read, say, emails or don't read a particular channel. In some communication channels I'm in, some people say, "Oh, get me on WhatsApp." Others say, "Oh, no, Facebook Messenger." And then others will go, "Oh, no, it's I'll only look at a picture on Instagram." How are you finding that you're able to cut through that sort of, I suppose, difference of opinion and preference, but also the noise around that as well?
It's a great question. We spent months interviewing both, club admins or club managers and owners and also parents to find out what they needed to get through that cut through. And what we discovered is that there's so much noise on generic messenger tools, it is difficult. But because the application is branded to come from the club and it's much more about the club's community, its members are using it. And the club owners like it because it separates their messages from their private ones as well. So it segregates those and makes it easier from a club perspective to know that any messages that come through here are just club related, and they're not mixed up with your other 50 WhatsApp messages. So it's much more about function. It's also about creating a community on the app as well, and that's how you get through the cut through.
How do you find people are taking up that idea of having a separate kind of like isolation of those club messages? And more I'm thinking about here of the people who are participating, not so much the management. Are you finding that the sports players, the mums and dads, those sorts of things, are liking that sort of isolation of those club messages?
Yeah, it's proving popular, and I think it's proving popular because we've made it fun as well. So it's not just a functional app. It's an app that's also got some fun social media functionality on it where people can like posts and share them. So they're liking it. This has got that community feel about it. And to me, that's what community sport is about, creating that community. And it's just doing it online in a different way.
And community is so important, especially in these times of COVID lockdown that we're calling it, stay-at-home orders, whatever it is. And it's very important that good thinkers like yourself can work out the puzzle of communications, because I don't think anyone gets it 100%, but if we can get it 80 to 98% through, then we are all winning.
Absolutely. It's a challenge, but the better the communication all around, the more successful we'll all be. And then that carries through from what Jim was talking about in sport earlier, all through life, I think.
Absolutely fantastic. Chris, I can't believe how quick time goes. We've been together nearly half an hour. You've been able to explain so eloquently the concept of trying to have better communication between parties, and we're really delighted. And congratulations on your son's success, but yours too, because you are a driving force. You come through as being very positive, and we thank you and people who are really able to do that and touch the hearts of people to become better people. Darren and I always speak about how important it is to have good role models, and you certainly have been that in not only your son, but in other people's lives.
Chris, just before we go, how can people get in touch with you if excited by what they've been hearing this morning?
The easiest way, Darren, is just to simply visit the app's website, which is squadnet.io.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing with us this morning on Spotlight, and we wish you a good morning.
Thank you, gents.
Alive 90.5.